Stockholm author Jens Lapidus is a criminal defense lawyer who's represented some of Sweden's most notorious underworld criminals. Many compare his writing to Stieg Larsson. Easy Money, the first book in his Stockholm noir trilogy, has been called a searing debut. Publishers Weekly wrote, quote, "This sprawling novel exposes moral degradation of every stripe while relentlessly depicting Sweden's underworld and the reasons it exists and grows." Welcome, Jens. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to write Easy Money?
Well, a lot of the inspiration comes from my job as a criminal defense lawyer, public criminal defense lawyer. And there was a very specific instance. We were having a trial. Three young men were being prosecuted for assaulting and robbery in an apartment in Stockholm. And at the end of the trial, the judge, she turned to them and she asked, "Where are you in 5 years? Who are you in 5 years?" She wasn't really expecting them to, I think, say that they wanted to change their life and getting jobs and education, but instead they got very upset with her and they started basically shouting in the courtroom, and they went, "You don't understand anything. You don't understand where we come from. You don't understand the life we live. You don't understand that what we do is normal to us." So I remember clearly coming home that night, I switched on the computer and I wrote my first fictional piece ever, and this was about an assault and robbery in an apartment, but I did write it from the perspective of the criminals themselves. So that was the first thing I ever wrote, because I figured if in Sweden there are people for whom committing crime is normal, then it's also must be fascinating to go into the heads of these people.
Well, Easy Money is book one of your Stockholm noir trilogy. Did you know when you started writing it that it was going to be a trilogy?
No, I didn't really. I knew that I wanted to depict a piece of Sweden that normally or have never before been really depicted in literature. I did not know whether I wanted to write 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 books on the subject. I guess my publishing house thought that trilogy sounded well, and I wonder why. But it really, that's how it came out at the end.
So how long did it take you to write book one versus book two versus book three?
Well, it's taking me longer and longer. All in all, these three books took me 7 years to write. I think the first book took around 2 years, and then longer and longer for the rest of the books. When I wrote my first book, I didn't have children, so I could use a lot of night times and evenings writing it. Now I have two kids, so everything, I'm tired at night. I need to sleep.
So do book two and book three actually still involve the three main characters from book one, or how do they weave the story along?
Yeah, well, I see all of my three books as basically one tale describing a universe, Stockholm as not seen before, the underworld, the gutter, the streets. Some of the characters are in all my three books, some just appear in one, some come back in the third book, but they're all there to some extent, unless they die.
All right, so you're a criminal defense attorney. Do some of your current clients actually see themselves in your book, and is that a little dangerous for you?
That is a dilemma for me. It's a holy principle, the client-attorney privilege, and I don't think I would last long as a lawyer if my clients knew that if they talk to me 1 year later, they will appear in my books. So I keep a very close eye on that, and I really get a lot of help from my colleagues. They read my manuscripts and so forth in order not to disclose in an open way any of my clients. So I always have to twist the story or the details so that they're not recognizable.
All right. In Easy Money, there are actually three main characters. Was one of them easier for you to write than the others?
Well, maybe at the start, but spending a lot of time in my head with these characters. After like 1 year, they become like close friends of mine. At the early stages of writing the book, I really had to think, now, how is he going to react to this? How is she going to react to this? After a year, I know these people. It's like old friends. You know they're going to laugh at a joke, or you know they're not going to like your joke. You know it before you tell the joke. And it's the same with these characters. So I would say at the early stages, yes, but then they just came to me, sort of.
Hmm. One of your characters, Murado, is a hitman, yet he has a 7-year-old daughter. How is he able to compartmentalize his life?
See, that is one of the big questions that he asks himself in the book, really. And I wanted to depict the character that you normally, when you read about him, a hitman, someone that hurt other people, you despise such a man. But when you read about him, I wanted to make the picture a little bit deeper and sort of confusing the reader and getting the reader into his head and getting the reader to see that he really cares about his daughter, so he is actually a human being too, and that might sort of move you into his head, and maybe at least for a few seconds when you read about him, you might start to see the world via his eyes. Mm. So yeah, that is sort of a balance, and that there is a tension there. All my characters are criminals. They commit really bad acts. At the same time, they're human beings.
How was it to have your book turned into a film, and how were you involved?
That was very scary. I was very nervous. My little baby, turn my little baby over to someone else. Fortunately, I'm a lawyer, you know, so I had it in the contract that if they would not take my advice, they were not allowed to use the name and my name and the characters and so forth. So I had a pretty strong veto right. But even though I had that, I didn't really get involved in the writing of the screenplay and so forth. I sort of supervised the process, but it wasn't my process because I didn't have the time and the knowledge, really. So at the end, I wasn't so involved in it. It came out really well, I think. The Swedish movie is out in the U.S. in July. And it really, they managed to keep this feeling of the real, the authentic feeling. And it was a great success in Sweden, this movie. I remember when it came out, it was the same time as Avatar all over the world. Mm. So you had on all the billboards, you had Avatar number one spot, and then suddenly came Sweden and you had Easy Money on the number one spot. So the phone really started ringing with the director, and he was later going over to Hollywood, and he directed a movie that I think is called Safe House that came out with Denzel Washington a couple of months ago here in the U.S.
Is book two going to be a film as well?
Yes, that movie is coming out in Scandinavian countries by the summer.
Ah, all right. Yeah. So let me ask you, do you think American readers are different from your Swedish audience? I know you're on book tour in the U.S., so how are you finding the different audiences?
Well, I think a lot of Americans and also people from Europe, they have a very romanticized picture of Sweden, which to a certain extent is true, but to a certain extent it's really not true. Sweden and Stockholm is like most major European cities with a lot of problems, drug problems, prostitution, domestic violence, extortion and gangs. So a lot of the audience I meet, they believe Sweden is some kind of paradise. And I think from that perspective, it might be really interesting also to read my books or other Scandinavian crime fiction coming out right now, because you really get a different view of Sweden, and that might sort of balance up this very sort of a shiny picture of Sweden.
Hmm. So what's your next project?
Well, I just finished my three books. I recently published my last book in Sweden. Now I'm in the process of writing a lot of short stories, and also I started a new series of books, which will also deal with Stockholm, but coming from a bit of a different angle.
So where can American readers find out more about your books? Tell us what your website is.
Yeah, well, the easiest way is probably to look up my name on Facebook. So that is JENSLAPIDUS, and there is a Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for stopping by the book report. Your book was a very gripping read. I enjoyed it, and I'm waiting to read book two. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. Bye.